encouraging you to carry the good news to your family, neighborhood, and the world. This is Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here is Andy Napier.
Today's topic is Hispanic church missions, but from a different perspective. Let's meet our guest.
I'm Jason Carlisle. I work with the International Mission Board, mobilizing Hispanic churches across the U.S. The vision is for Hispanic churches to understand what God's purpose for each church is, which is to make an impact in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. So I help Hispanic churches take on their part in reaching the unreached of the world.
So where would they be making this impact? Where might they be
so
going?
Many people think, well, we're talking about Latin America, but no, we're talking about Asia, Middle East, North Africa, Europe. So just about anywhere where there's unreached people groups, that's where we're going. So we're taking people into islands in Indonesia that have unreached people group that nobody's working with, and, well, a lot of countries that we don't mention a whole lot.
Give me some of the advantages and reasons why Hispanics would be such a great resource for this type of missions work.
Well, of course, the first reason is because Jesus commanded it. And so any church that is a church, no matter what language they talk, should not be thinking only about their people. They should be thinking about those around the world, wherever the loss might be. But then besides that, there are maybe 30,000 Hispanic churches in the U.S. There's a whole resource of people and finances and training and expertise that is usually not being challenged.
What a potential resource for the Great Commission. For a link to the International Mission Board, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.